Caitlin Clark,
Paige Beckers,
Angel Reese.
5 years ago, these names would have meant nothing to you.
But now, these three are revolutionizing women's basketball at this very second.
Here comes Clark. How will she go for history?
Beckers for three.
Got it!
That's undefeated South Carolina has won its third national championship.
I'm Jude.
I'm Sophia.
And you're listening to the Good Land Podcast.
3,685 was the number of points Iowa's Caitlin Clark scored to become the all-time leading scorer for both women's and men's Division I basketball.
837 was how many points it took Paige Beckers to become the second most points scored for UConn, and she'll be looking to break that early next year, as it'll be her last year before declaring for the draft. Sophia, with all these records made, this season for women's basketball has been the most memorable.
I agree. Before this year, women's basketball was never on my TikTok For You page or Instagram Reels, and now I see multiple videos every day.
For sure. The impact this season has had on social media is really interesting. It's new to see as men's basketball has always been the prominent in the media.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark talked about this as she had a great interview with Iowa's sport podcast group Iowa Everywhere, where she talked about the double standard between men's and women's sports and her thoughts about it.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the evolution of the women's game that still needs to occur. I think, you know, people need to start understanding that women can play with that same passion, that competitive spirit that men have played with for years. And that's what's attracting people to our game, is when women are, you know, fiery, when they're competitive, when they're feisty, when they're encouraging their teammates, you know. That's what people want to watch. I think that's the reason we have 15,000 people come in Carver every single night, is because not only am I passionate and competitive, but so is my team.
Now we're here with Justine Katz, varsity captain of Dos Pueblos girls basketball team. Justine, seeing the growth in popularity in women's college basketball this year, what does this mean for someone like you who has a very bright basketball career ahead of them?
It's very exciting. It's good to know that people are finally recognizing it and seeing how fun it can be to watch. So it's just kind of exciting to see that maybe when I'm playing in college, there will be more people noticing it and coming to see me play.
Jude, I was watching an interview the other day when I heard Shaq say, and I quote, "I'm only watching women's college basketball this year because this year is just a better game." I know you're a big basketball fan yourself. What do you think it means for this big of an NBA superstar to show love to women's basketball?
I mean, Shaq is just such a prominent figure in NBA, and I've, you know, never really heard him talk about women's basketball. I know he does the producing, and he commentates with some WNBA stars, but it's just great to see him, like, show love to especially college women's basketball as well, and just to see that, you know, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, all these people changing the game, it just really shows the growth of and where it's going. Justine, do you think this had an impact on the game, and what do you think sparked popularity in women's basketball this year?
I think just the high level of play, and players like Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers are just so entertaining to watch, and people are realizing how good they are. So entertaining to see what they can do and how far they'll go.
And it's great to see that Iowa has been showing lots of love to women's basketball as they put number 22 on the floorboard, where she broke the all-time scoring record for men's and women's. Sophia, you're a woman athlete yourself. You played flag football. How do you feel about this recognition towards women's sports?
I think it's really cool that women's basketball is getting a lot more recognized this year, because with me for flag football, it was our first year at the school with this sport, and a lot of people at first wouldn't take us seriously, so I think that correlates a lot with women's basketball versus men's. And I think it was really similar between basketball and flag, how we both showed out.
Sophia, another fact about this year's women's college basketball, they actually outdrew the men's championship with an average of 18.9 million viewers. That was also more viewers than last year's World Series and the NBA Finals.
I think it's really crazy seeing all these stats put together in one to hear about the World Series and the NBA Finals. Justine, can you tell us about the records you broke at DP and how it felt knowing you had such a big impact on DP basketball?
Yeah, I broke all the records on senior night, so that was really crazy. I got 11 three-pointers that game, which is the three-point record in a game. And then I also got 38 points, which is the record for points in one game for girls. And then that night I also hit my 1,000th career point. So it was just really exciting to get it all in one day. And all the support I got was just made it even better.
Sophia, I have a question for you. Do you think women's basketball will ever surpass or eventually catch men's basketball in popularity?
I really hope it does. I think it will. From this year alone, I think they show that they definitely have what it takes to pass them in popularity. From what I've seen all over social media, They're really popular this year, and yeah, I hope they do. I feel like they will. I can see that happening in the future. What do you think, Jude?
Well, going into this year's WNBA draft, I know that there's been a lot of players such as Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese declaring for the draft this year, but I know that the team that's drafting Caitlin Clark, they actually reserved a larger arena because they're expecting for her first debut WNBA game to be sold out. So, I mean, I feel like with these new stars coming in and more stars coming in next year's draft and the drafts after that, I feel like there's a chance. There's definitely a big chance.
Now we're here with Dos Pueblos girls flag football coach, Coach Canes. So what has been your experience tuning into watching women's college basketball this season?
You know, to be honest, I never really watched the women's tournament. I didn't follow it. I wasn't paying attention to it. You know, I'm a father of two daughters, and I like basketball. I'm a casual fan, but I just didn't have time for it. And I didn't have a choice this year. The storylines between Caitlin Clark and Angela Reese and some of the South Carolina players, like, I know more about women's college basketball this one year than I have in my entire life. It was so interesting to follow the stars, and the players were big time. I felt like before there was not the star power, the star factor, but the players in college basketball made it so that they couldn't be ignored. Their storylines were so big. It was spectacular to watch. It was awesome to see some of these big matchups in the Final Four and the finals.
With so much more talent emerging at the collegiate level, we can expect even more excitement in the years to come.
Definitely, Sophia. Let's also not underestimate the crucial role of coaching in shaping these young athletes, such as Iowa's women's basketball coach Lisa Blutter. They've been such an instrumental piece in not only developing their skills, but also nurturing their leadership abilities. With the women's college basketball season now over, I can't wait to see what stars we see next season and who comes out on top.
That's right, Jude. Next season is going to be something else.
I can't wait, Sophia, but that's it for us. I'm Jude.
I'm Sophia.
And this is the Good Land Podcast.